Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, overnight, some snow, sleet, freezing rain. Those higher elevations, you better watch out, certainly, for slick spots on the road. It's that time of year now. And as we turn to the top news of the day, we see that President Obama has settled on Ashton Carter, the Pentagon's former chief weapons buyer, as the new pick for defense secretary. Now, he's a former deputy defense secretary with a long history at Pentagon, and in addition, he's a particle physicist.
Right. Look, this is a safe guy. This isn't going to attract any lightning. This fellow is well known to the Congress. He's more of a suit than he is a political choice, and it's frankly a brilliant choice by the president, because the last thing he wants to do is to make this into some kind of political show. So he picks a safe candidate. The Congress would be hard-pressed not to say yes to him. He has not been in uniform, but neither has the president. So I suspect we are over that part of the way it works.
The GOP, who will stay on the national scene, is, according to the Times headline, readying a plan to avoid a shutdown.
Well, you know, they don't really know what to do, and they're really in a sort of pincer movement between their own people. They've got the realists who know that if you shut down the government, they've had the experience, Newt Gingrich and all the rest, that they lose. They lose public opinion, and people hate them for it. And on the other hand, they have these sort of Tea Party types. They may not be Tea Party signed up people, but they're to the right of the party. And their big issues are Obamacare and immigration. And a guy like Boehner just doesn't know what to do. Remember that Boehner was not against immigration package of some kind, but they just wouldn't let him do it. So now you have this sort of internal strife. Look, the Democrats have always been said to be a circular firing squad. Now, this is strangely reminiscent in terms of what's going on in the Republican area now, remembering that they know full well that you're about to have a presidential election in two more years, that Hillary Clinton is immensely popular, that she'll probably bring a lot of Democrats in with her, as happens during presidential years. That's when the Democrats come out to vote. So if they don't arrange their affairs in such a way that they look good now, they're going to have a lot of trouble after the Clinton presidency begins, if there is a Clinton presidency.
Interesting piece in the Daily News earlier this week by Ken Lovett, and it had to do with Governor Pataki for president.
Well, look, that's a joke. I mean, here's the problem. You get to be governor of New York State three times, even if it is by happenstance, even if it is after a Cuomo gubernatorial time. You begin to think you can do anything. And everybody who's governor of New York thinks that they are potential presidential material. Unfortunately, they haven't been reading modern history, and it hasn't been happening. But there are those who think he's really lining himself up to be vice president. I don't know what he brings to the ticket if they do that. So it's just a joke, and nobody can quite figure it out. It's sort of pathetic.